Every day for the past couple of weeks, I've awakened in the morning to the song of a cardinal. He and his mate may be in the midst of a second nesting somewhere around my corner of Peabody Street. My neighbors, Mary and Bob, have some really great cardinal habitat in the back of their yard, and there are some likely spots in the back of my own yard, but I haven't tracked down their nest. The pair visits Mary and Bob's window feeder to their great delight, and the male apparently sleeps in my backyard elm tree because a couple of days ago I heard him singing two or three songs there very softly as if in his sleep at 2:30 a.m. Cardinals are fascinating to watch. The individuals of a pair are easy to recognize since the male is vivid red and the female brown, with deep red underwing coverts and flight feather edges. The intensity of color in both sexes comes from carotenoid pigments obtained from their diet during the time they're molting into new feathers, and the color brightness is directly related to their subsequent breeding success, which obviously requires both male and female to know the best sources of food for their babies as well as themselves. We think of cardinals as seed eaters, since that's what they feed on at our bird feeders, but they're actually omnivorous, eating a wide array of insects and fruits as well. And their growing babies, like most songbirds, need the animal protein from insects in order to grow and build up their body tissues. Although cardinals are one of the few songbirds that mate for life, both sexes are pretty open-minded about little liaisons on the side. Individual baby cardinals have a 9% to 35% probability that the male raising them isn't really their father. Fortunately, they don't have access to paternity tests and aren't much interested in establishing paternity anyway. Both parents are very devoted to the babies in their nest, no matter whose they are, raising cowbirds with the same tenacious tenderness as they raise their own. In one beautifully bizarre case, when a male cardinal lost his mate and all his babies, he started feeding goldfish in a swimming pool whose bright yellow-orange mouths were close in size and color to those of hungry baby cardinals. Cardinals haven't been part of the regular Duluth bird community for very long, and their striking plumage and rich, beautiful song seem rather exotic to most Northlanders. But for me, having grown up in Chicago, they're a homey bird. I grew up hearing their song. Indeed, it was a backyard cardinal that taught me how to whistle when I was still a very little girl. How can anyone in Duluth not feel delight that this bird, once found not much farther north than southern Illinois and Iowa, is filling our backyards with visual and auditory loveliness? The progression north of cardinals had been happening long before global warming was a factor. This species has taken advantage of human habitation, provisioning at bird feeders, and spilled seeds and cleared winter habitat along railroad lines to expand its range northward since the early 1800s. Now warming trends are pushing the bird north at an accelerated pace, which gives us a new species to enjoy. In any given place in the world changes the order of things, and some species naturally increase as others naturally decrease. So the fact that we're gaining cardinals perhaps seems to make up for our having lost evening grosbeaks, which are becoming less common than cardinals once were up here. As I said, local changes have always been taking place. The problem with changes on a global scale is that some bird disappearances are not just local. Rising sea temperatures, the devastating losses of plankton and the ocean birds that depend upon it, the loss of birch trees and the species that depend on them, and other changes have been happening steadily during recent decades, and it's ominous not only for what it means for birds, but also for us, another species that evolved to live within a certain global community of plants and animals. But even as temperatures continue to rise, at least we'll have lovely cardinal songs to lull us into complacence. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.